Oh, I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the truth and the way. Oh, I bless your name. So if you find that in your life, oh, you in a praise, and in your mind, reach out,
truth, Lord, we bless your name. We give you all the glory, Lord. Father, here we are, the beginning of a new week, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we don't take things for granted, Lord. As we look back, oh God, the week that has passed, we have been to various places, our going outs and coming ins. Oh Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, the Lord. You've sustained your children. You bless them. You've kept them safe. And Lord, even as you have quickened us all to come to your house, the beginning of a new week, Lord. Oh, what grace is this? Lord, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord. Father, even as we have responded to your call, O God, we've come, Lord Jesus, believing. And all that we can do is that, Lord, we surrender all to you. That the Holy Spirit of God, oh Lord, will come in our midst right now and sweep over us, Lord.
Amen.
As we commit, Lord, our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, our children upstairs and ourselves here, that the teacher of the word, the author of the word,
Amen.
Will take the word and prepare us, Lord, for your word, God, that you have for us this day, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. Yeah, brethren, shalom and good morning. We thank the great watchman for another week. Amen. And brethren, as you are aware, day come, day go, another day will come day by day. What is happening? Let us always remember, it is our countdown.
Amen.
Amen. It is a countdown towards the catching away of the bride.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The days are reducing, but we are getting closer to that day. That great day. Amen. So let's continue to hold our sickles whilst we wait for his coming. We keep the harvest going. Amen. God richly bless you. So this week, you know, for the past weeks, we have been on the revelation of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ, the Godhead. And we came across what the prophet said. He said, if people can't see the truth of the Godhead, but fight it, they can't ever see the rest of the truth.
Amen.
See? They cannot see the rest of the truth. And in fact, that actually opened another door for us to look at some of the things that truly many will miss because they have missed the Godhead.
Yes.
So last week we were looking at what? The one true baptism. Because they've missed the Godhead, they've missed the true way of what? Baptism also.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we will look at another mystery that might also elude the people because they have failed to find and recognize the Zechariah of their day. Amen. So we will turn to 2 Thessalonians. We are looking at the mystery of iniquity. Second Thessalonians 2, we shall read from 3 to 7. Our time is already gone. Let's hear the word of God. Let no man deceive you by any means. Mm-hmm. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. My. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Amen. This man of sin, this man of perdition, son of perdition, something is holding him now. That's why he cannot what? Take over. Praise the Lord. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word of God. Lord, it will take only your Holy Spirit, Lord, and even your prophet you sent to us, Lord, to receive, oh Lord, the meaning of your word of God. So Father, help us now as we sit at your feet in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Now, as we are seated, we will look at another scripture in 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles 26. Let us read from 3 to 5 to support what we are studying. Amen. 2 Chronicles. He said, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jeculiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had the understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Amen. My brother, this young man became king of in Jerusalem. But he did one thing, a really good thing. Praise the Lord. He sought God while he knew very well that on the scene there was a prophet, praise the Lord, who had the understanding of the visions of God. Amen. My brother, that's why it behooves every one of us. If you say you are a Christian, you got to find the Zechariah of your time. Because the Zechariah of your time is the only one who has the understanding of the visions of God. Amen. And through that, you will be able to prosper. Amen. And thank God that my brother, my sister, myself once I was lost, I was blind. But because through his grace, I have found the Zechariah of my time, the prophet William Branham. My brother, nothing, you cannot what, deceive me with this. Praise the Lord. So, if you fail, definitely, my brother, you will miss. That's another thing, see. You will miss what? The truth. Praise the Lord. So, my brethren, is always needful. At this end time, we are also supposed to find our Zechariah. Amen. And then in this end time that we are in, the prophet said in the message book, is this the sign of the end, sir? Preaching Jeffersonville, 1962, he said, we all know that we are living in a glorious time for the church. Amen. We are living in a glorious time for the church. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But a horrible time for the unbeliever. Amen. You see it? Amen. And we are living in one of the most dangerous times of all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Most dangerous time of all that ever were since the world began. But yet it is the most glorious time. Because of what? Glorious because there has been a restoration of the truth which we are what? Enjoying. But to the unbeliever, it will be a horrible time. Amen. Amen. That's the period we are living in. Brethren, it's very true. Always, this thing is said here. It is in this age alone we have what? Noah's day. The wickedness of Noah's day is here. The filthiness of a lost day is here. Perilous times is here, because he said in the end time there will be a perilous time. And then the spirit of the age itself, Laodicea, lukewarmness. Four. Not in any age. Praise the Lord. So my brother, always, this thing is said. God, through his own foreknowledge, saw you that you will be the right person to run the last race. Amen. To be given the last baton. Oh, my brother, my sister. Why? I could have been in another age. But he found you to be the ones that will be able to accept his word at this age. To keep the light still burning. Praise God. So the prophet continued, he said, no prophet, no apostle, never in no time ever lived in such a time we live in now. He said, this is the end. It is written in the skies. It's written over the face of the earth. It is written in every newspaper. This is the end. If you can read the handwriting, you will see it. Praise the Lord. He said, the prophets lived in the time when the handwriting was on the wall of a nation. But we are living when the handwriting is on the wall for time. It has to take what? A discernment, a revelation. That time when, what is him? Belhazer. He saw the handwriting, huh? But we are not seeing the handwriting physically. But the handwriting, it is what? Looking at the time that you are living in. That's where the handwriting is. Amen. That's how Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Say, you people can discern. Huh? You can discern the heavens. But you cannot discern the time, the sign of the time that we are living in. Jesus in the midst of them, doing the very things that the word has said that he would do. It's not written anywhere, but it's what? The time. You look at what is happening, the time that we are living in, and you see that what the prophet said, it is what? It is the end time. It is written. Amen. The handwriting is on earth. It's written on the what? Said it's written on the wall of time. Amen. So he said, we must search the scriptures to find the hour that we are living in. Amen. So that's what we have done. And searching the scriptures, we have found our Zechariah of our time. Amen. Now let's go to our scriptures, 2 Thessalonians. He said, he said, let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, and the son, there's the son of perdition. So in the first place, what is the falling away? Amen. We got to find out. The falling away, because the sign is on the time. The things that are happening, that's where the handwriting is. And so if the scripture says, in these last days, there's going to be a falling away. What is that falling away? Amen. In the message book, the angel of the Lord, preaching Toledo, Ohio, 1951. You see, 1951, but listen to what the prophet was saying. 1951. He said, and as atheism, as atheist, atheism is on the march and so forth, and the churches are falling away and getting formal, let me say this to you, my dear brother and sister. If you will receive me as your brother, we need a revival. Churches are falling away. So, pleading, the prophet said, my brother, if you will receive me as your brother and you will listen to me, amen, we need a revival. Amen. A revival of what? A revival of a new thing? No, sir. No, sir. But a revival of going back to the roots of the gospel. Amen. A revival of going back to the roots of the gospel. A revival of the old things. Amen. Not a new thing. No, sir. God established his word and church during the time of the apostolic fathers. That's it. If we need a revival, we go back to that place. That's the only thing that will bring you back online. That's the revival. Not any new thing or some kind of, oh, this time our youth, they are very sluggish. What do we do? Okay, we will establish football teams within among them to just revive them. No, my brother, my sister, that will not work. Amen. I told you this. It was true. It came on the papers. See, in Italy, a church did the same thing. One church against another church, football. And there was a penalty. The other church, the players, they say, hungry, agree. And my brother, it was a real fight. And the referee was one of the ministers. When he saw, he just ran away. Leave the children to fight. It should not bring revival, my brother. And it appeared in the papers in Italy when I was in Italy. See? So look at them. Oh, my. So, my brother, the revival is what? Going back to the roots. Amen. That will revive us and bring us back online. Amen. The old things. So the prophet said, we need a revival. Amen. And he said, the hour has come for the falling away of the church. Do we see it? Okay. The hour has come that religion would spread the world without salvation. Do we see it? And it was preached in 1951. Praise the Lord. The hour has come, religion would spread in the world without what? Salvation. In the form of what? Godliness, but denying the power thereof. What is the power they are denying? See, godliness, yes, but denying the power thereof. What's the power thereof is talking about? My brother, if you miss that thing, the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church, the Godhead, when you miss it, you see, it leads to all these things. Praise God. See, they deny the power thereof. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the same thing with their long coats and dresses, walking with all godliness. Oh, they will not harm even, but they were denying what? The power there of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's it. The form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Then the prophet said, the hour has come. The hour has come. Amen. And the prophet said, when he was reading this, 2 Thessalonians, let's read it quickly and then I'm just reading from him. The prophet said, I was quivering and shaking the mystery of iniquity that already worked. The mystery of iniquity. He said, what is iniquity? Iniquity is something that you know you ought not to do, and you do it anyhow. You ought not do, and you do it anyhow. That's what? The mystery of iniquity. You know that is wrong, but yet you are doing it. The Pharisees. Oh, didn't Nicodemus went to Jesus? Didn't he go to Jesus and say, we know You see, we know. We know that a man come from God. You see it? And then why were you denying the power thereof then? My brother and sister, the mystery of iniquity. There are many things, brother. You know, today the churches that the prophets have said that they will spread what? Religion will spread so much without what? Without salvation. I know most of you back in Africa, you see how, what is going on. Terrible, my brother. See? A pastor will just like to what? You want salvation? Come unless I buff you. Oh my. Eh? He knows what he's doing is wrong. That's the what? The mystery of iniquity. And the very one, you, the woman that have went, you see, even you are married. In within you, your conscience is telling you that this is wrong, yet you do it. It's a mystery, my brother, my sister. That's what is happening. Is it happening?
Yes,
but. Okay, let's bow our heads. Our time is up. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Yes, Lord, we need these mysteries, O God. And Father, we thank you as you are bringing us through always a revival, taking us back to the truth, Lord. Father, we say thank you, God. Lord, now the hour has come within the house here, Lord Jesus, for us to worship you and praise you and magnify you, Lord. Father, we want to commit, Lord, the sound leader into your hands, the musicians, Lord. Oh, Father, we are with great expectation this morning. The Lord, our hearts will be lifted up, O God, to worship and praise you, Lord. Why, so God, the atmosphere be created, Lord, for your word that you have for us today. Oh, Lord, it will fall upon, fertile and soft hearts, Lord, for us to take as Lord Jesus, oh, something that will take us through the week and even beyond, Lord. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. We may continue the mystery of iniquity. God bless you.